are watching Game Time Decisions. I am Gabriel Morenci. Welcome to the program that puts its money where its fantasies are on the Fantasy Sports Network as we kick off 2017. We hope you had a great New Year's. We hope you have a very, very successful 2017. So in other words, I hope you have a more successful 2017 than I did 2016. But I digress. Steve Merrill. I think Steve Merrill might have been our first guest on this network, actually, because Steve's been on Mondays forever. Steve Merrill will be the first guest of 2017 with us. Paul Bovey will join us from, I don't know where Paul's joining us from. Like I said, Paul's always joining us from some cool location. I mean, Paul Bovey lives in Manhattan, Malibu, Miami Beach, or Las Vegas. I forgot about Fort Lauderdale. He's got spots in five places, and none of them suck. Yeah, no offense, Merrill, but I think you're joining us from where? Like Roanoke, Virginia? Or is it Norwich? we hear the Navy boats coming in behind Steve Merrill's house, but now we're just busting Merrill's balls. Happy New Year to everyone. We're going to talk some college football. The national championship game has been set. We've got a rematch. We're going to break it down. We're going to look at the lines. We're going to give you a mini preview, sort of kick the tires. But of course, the NFL playoffs have also been set. We've got numbers. I was wondering if we're going to have numbers for all the games this early, considering the unknown situations at quarterback for the Houston Texans and the Raiders, for that matter. But as it is right now, the Texans are actually 3-point favorites in this football game. So we're going to break it down. We're talking football today, all right? We might have a couple of basketball picks, maybe a hockey pick or two or something like that, but we're basically football today, playoff football and championship football. But let's start off with our final Who Ruined Your Sunday for the 2016 National Football League regular season and our first Who Ruined Your Sunday for 2017. Now, let's be real. 2017 pretty much started the way the 2016 went. Crappy. Now, we knew that Week 17 was a freaking landmine. It could explode at any moment. We all know this. Yet, for the most part, it was a complete train wreck yesterday. It was, it was a train wreck yesterday. So let's start off with EJ Manuel, Reggie Bush, Mike Gillisley, and the Buffalo Bills. You know, in a week that there was a lot of talk about accountability and how the players have to step up and look in the mirror, there was absolutely no accountability. Your performance was a bigger train wreck and disaster than Mariah Carey's was, all right? Like, I don't know who bombed more in New York. Mariah Carey, the Buffalo Bills. You got swept by the New York Jets. Ryan Fitzpatrick is about to be released. Ryan Fitzpatrick might not ever play in the National Football League again, yet you let Ryan Fitzpatrick go up and down the field on you again. You got swept by the Jets. You got swept by the Dolphins. Rex Ryan and his bozo the clown brother Rob were definitely dumbass doofuses, all right? But it's not all on them, man. Not all on them. So, yeah, we got EJ Manuel. And I've defended EJ in the past, but you know, the defense is over. Lock him up, throw away the key, it's over, all right? Dude gets the start, he manages to rack up one fantasy point. One fantasy point! Cardale Jones came in and replaced him, and, well, he was able to match that. Well, you know what? Their two fantasy points is actually a hell of a lot better than Reggie Bush did, as Reggie Bush was minus 3 yards rushing. Not in the game, though. On the season! Reggie Bush was a negative 3 yards on the season. So, as stupid as Rex Ryan is, it's actually a miracle. Look, they were actually competitive when he was there. It's Doug Whaley, who I think must be drunker than Don Lemon when he hands out these contracts. You know that Reggie Bush made $1.5 million? $1.5 million freaking dollars for negative 3 rushing yards on the season. LeGarrette Blount had 18 touchdowns. He made $1 million. So that's not Rex's fault. That's not Vladimir Putin's fault. Russia. Yeah, Russia must have hacked your playbook, eh, Buffalo? Yeah, Russia must have hacked your playbook. That's the stupidest thing I've ever seen, besides Chip Kelly. Yeah, I wish I had a piece of paper here. Normally I do. Chip Kelly's always covering his mouth when he talks. Hey, jerk off, you've won two games in the NFL in like the last 4 years. The next play. you're really surprising everyone there, Chip. Nevertheless, the Buffalo Bills, you've ruined my Sundays. You've ruined the year. And 2017 is ruined. You ruined the year. You've ruined everything. You know, you're pathetic. You're pathetic. And, you know, the only thing more pathetic than you is actually the Buffalo Sabres. The Buffalo Sabres, the worst freaking team in the Eastern Conference. It must be a Pegula thing. I got to tell you, man, Daniel Snyder gets ripped a lot for being a bad owner and stuff like that. And I don't want to pick on Pegula because I think Pegula is the only, you know, who else wants to own teams in Buffalo, all right? The guy owns the Sabres and the Bills. If we rip him too hard, he's going to leave. You know, it's funny. Maybe we should have just stole the damn team to Donald Trump. Think about that. The Buffalo Bills, Donald Trump would have been the owner of the Buffalo Bills, but the NFL owners didn't want to accept him. And you know what's crazy? I didn't even want Donald Trump as owning the Buffalo Bills at the time. I'm like, Donald Trump's crazy. I thought he was more qualified to be president than own the Buffalo Bills. But I'm pretty crazy, too, and I'm pretty stupid, too. The Buffalo Bills, you ruined my Sunday for the last time, thank God, because the season's over. Why would I think you'd be able to cover the spread? I thought because you were playing that mountain man, jackass Ryan Fitzpatrick. But no, I was wrong. Oh, yeah, how about the onside kick? There wasn't an onside kick. That's good. That'll live in the bloopers forever. And then you son of a bitch Buffalo Bill players after, I see you on Twitter joking around, watching the other games. The fans really do care more than you guys do. You're an embarrassment, you're a disgrace, and I'm embarrassed to be a Buffalo Bill fan. You all make me sick. All right, speaking of making me sick, betting against the Patriots usually ends up making you sick. And I did it yesterday because I'm a stupid idiot. But the Miami Dolphins were coming back in the football game. Matt Moore was moving the ball up and down the field. They were about to cut the lead to 6 points with about 9 or 8 minutes left in the football game. And I was like, dear God, I'm actually going to get a backdoor cover in this game. As the Miami Dolphins were kicking the crap out of the Patriots in the second half. But bam, fumble. Oh, yeah, it's returned. Of course it's returned. Whatever, like, you know, that's the tale. And we'll get to what the 2016 NFL season in a nutshell was for me. But that's pretty much it. It's not like my picks sucked and, you know, I got blown out 56-10 every week or anything like that. But last year I killed it. We won a ton of money. We placed eighth in the Las Vegas Super Contest. And what happened last year, generally in like the last 5 minutes of a football game, we would get the touchdown. All right, man, we need a touchdown. We need a stop. And we would get it. This year, I can just write the script. Oh, God. Yeah, all right, they're going to fumble. Oh, he returns it. Oh, they're going to score a touchdown. And you can't write this crap. I played one of those sucker sweetheart teasers. I had the Miami Dolphins at plus 20 and a half. I had the Dolphins at plus 20 and a half. All right? They fumble the ball. The Patriots end up scoring. The Patriots go for two because they're greedy, evil son of a bitches. They're already up by 20 points. Oh, we better go for two. Yeah, you better go for two just to screw Morency. So instead of it being 20 and a half, it was 21.